Welcome back to Willis Ness. We are logging in for episode or season number 6, episode 8, which is the episode, Josh?
68.
Close enough.
Yep.
Once again, Willis Ness, we are reviewing all the Super Nintendo games, but we let a randomizer wheel choose which we play next. So we don't necessarily just pick the ones we want, and then we grade them against each other. So we are going to tell you our personal list of what we think the best Super Nintendo games are. So obviously this will be the 68th game that we've did. This week we got, I've got wrote down Captain America and the Adventures. So there's definitely a autocorrect, but it is Captain America and the Avengers. So, you know, kind of strange because in 1991 when the game was released, Avengers wasn't nearly as big. Who would have thought that the Avengers are more well-known now than they would be in 91?
That's true.
So, I mean, everybody knows the Avengers now. The cover of the box is what you would imagine. It's like a fighting scene, got the Red Skull. And it does have a little note that says, "Win a Captain America video arcade game. Details inside."
Okay.
So I don't know what all that really entailed. I'm guessing it's probably one of the arcade cabinets.
Yeah.
But, I guess, you know, I mean, nowadays I'm probably more desensitized to Marvel characters. I'm sure there's just burnout. There's so many damn Marvel movies anymore. But if you didn't know about Captain America and the Avengers or the Adventures, let me read the back of the box for you.
All right.
Captain America and the Avengers, the smash arcade hit now on Super NES. Red Skull is back with a sinister mind-control device to command the most evil supervillains on Earth against the forces of good. The supervillains want to control the universe. Captain America and the Avengers are the world's last hope in this battle against evil. Join Cap, Iron Man, Hawkeye, and Vision as they combine their special powers with your skills in a last-ditch effort to defeat Red Skull and his evil henchmen. Succeed, and you're a hero. Fail, and we'll revoke your Avengers security clearance.
Okay.
Captain America and the America. So it goes to bullet points. It says Captain America and the Avengers bring you stunning graphics, sounds, and arcade effects, starring Earth's mightiest heroes. Intense gameplay action straight from the number one arcade hit. 5 massive levels of action with bonus lives and special power ups. Villains you love to hate, like Whirlwind, Ultron, Grim Reaper, and Crossbones, and more. 1 and 2 player options with 2 player simultaneous head-to-head mode play. So, you know, the only thing that I think is probably a little different is Red Skull played such a small part, essentially, in the whole Marvel universe of the movies that's released recently. So they are definitely painting him as the main foe in this. You know, we're going to come back to a lot of this. I know you're more of a comic book guy than I am.
Yep.
Of course, I know, you know, Captain America, you know, in the 91, I don't know that I could have told you Steve Rogers was his name. I could have told you Tony Stark was Iron Man, but, you know, you're in, I don't know, that was, 91 I felt like was kind of crazy in comics for the little I know they were doing. I think you were getting around the death of Superman. You know, you had like Marvel was doing a lot of the 2099 series at that time.
Yeah.
They were giving you full covers. And I remember that stuff being cool. I just never really got into it. Probably because we just didn't have access to them here.
Yeah.
You know? So, the game is originally developed and produced by Data East. But that was when they had the arcade cabinet. So the arcade cabinet obviously was a hit, and so they ported it over. So when they ported it over, Mindscape's the one that did the publishing. Mindscape is also, I was trying to look because I knew we played a Mindscape game. I thought we played 2. I only seen one that I recognized, which was Gods.
Yeah.
So which Mindscape is the ones I think that did the first XCOM one. No, that's MicroProse. Never mind.
MicroProse.
That might be what I had on my mind. So it was released on the arcade. They had 2 different arcades, just kind of like, what was that damn dragon game we played? King's Quest. I can't remember.
King of Dragons?
King of Dragons. They released it as a 4-player arcade and a smaller 2-player arcade. So once it had its success, they ported it over, essentially ported to Sega Genesis, Super Nintendo, Game Boy, and Game Gear. I can imagine that the Game Boy and Game Gear, I don't know what the gameplay looks, but if they're trying to do what they did
it'd
here,
be terrible.
It would be god awful.
Yeah, it'd be terrible.
It was released in 1991, and you know, it's a beat 'em up. I put in here arcade style, since it was a technical arcade, it does feel like that.
Yep.
So, you know, I guess it kind of touches on the plot of it is, you know, to dumb it down to simplest terms, Red Skull and his cronies want to take over the world.
Yep.
Captain America, along with Iron Man, Hawkeye, and Vision, are going to stop him.
Yep.
So, kind of like the whole part of any Marvel movie or any Marvel superhero game, you got a bad guy. Who knows why Red Skull wants to do it? Yep.
Evil!
Because he can, I guess. So, feel like I'm missing something here, Josh. That's pretty much all I got.
Say, I don't think you are.
Is there anything that you need to add?
No, I mean, you covered all of it. Like you say, it's an arcade port, so, and it definitely felt like one. I do have one little slot problem just with the characters on it, but that's just me being me.
Well, we'll come back to that.
Yeah.
Because I probably would imagine. Now, at the same time, I don't know what's true to the comic book and what's true to the movies, because I watch all my shit through the movies.
Yeah.
Know? So, there's that. So yeah. I'm sure I was like, well, Josh is probably going to lose his mind on some of this. I guess, I think we're on record pace. We're less than eight minutes in. I'm ready for make it, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, we're doing pretty good.
I got this put down here. The startup screen is okay. And kind of like the cutscenes, too. They're kind of like storyboarded.
Yeah.
They're not doing anything special, but it kind of gets it. You know, you're showing the characters. I would say it sucks if it wasn't based off comic book characters. Like I say, it's kind of storyboarded. But there's one thing that that struck me that you take for granted in this game.
What's that?
Is, you know, there's not really a lot of moving screens as a startup.
Yeah.
Nor does it tell a big story, but it basically goes through all the characters that you can play as, and it starts giving you a bio of them.
Yeah.
That don't mean shit now, because you got 157,000 Avengers movies or Marvel movies and TV shows, and you got Wikipedia, and you got the internet, and you get all this. You didn't have this shit in 1991. Maybe some people did. I know I was one of the first people to get internet in my class.
Yeah.
And I got it in 99, I believe it was. Maybe it was 98. But it was in its infancy. So if you did not know necessarily that Steve Rogers was Captain America, I don't know where you go to find that unless you got a comic book store, which we didn't have, or you have people that read comics, which I didn't, because we didn't have access to it. So that was one thing that was kind of cool that's easily taken for granted is to us now, the bio don't mean nothing.
Yeah, it means absolutely nothing.
But in 91,
you needed it.
It did. I mean, I go ahead and tell you, I wouldn't know who the hell Vision was until you could have told me he was a made-up character for the movies, and I believe you. who was it? Hawkeye, I would know a little bit about, you know, of course, Cap and Tony Stark. For some reason, I end up with a lot of Iron Man comics, so I could have probably told you more about Iron Man than anything. But having that bio, I think, was very important.
I liked it. I liked having that there.
So I've really kind of going to freeball a few of my things. One thing that is cool is you got 4 characters that you can play as. And another thing that is cool, I'm trying to think if it was like Final Fight Guy or one of the other beat 'em up. It was Captain Commando. When you die, you can play as another character.
Yeah.
So even though you start with 3 lives,
if you die, you got to choose a new character to keep going.
Of course, I started out as Cap. you know, and then he's like, I didn't realize when I was trying to continue after I got killed what was happening. And by the time I done selected Cap again, or the time I'd ran out, I was like, oh shit, I can do that.
Yeah.
And so it's like, okay, so of course I want to cycle through the characters, you know, I think that's kind of fun. Not necessarily anything that just is so groundbreaking and blows my mind, but.
I like the fact that each character had their own sort of unique attack pattern, I guess is the best way to put that.
I mean, spitting beer all over myself over here. I wrote the same thing down. Each character has its slot different nuance.
Yeah.
Not feeling fancy using the word nuance.
Yeah.
That is cool. So, you know, of course, Captain throws a shield and Hawkeye shoots his arrows. And Iron Man, I thought the cool thing with him is he could jump up and shoot lasers on his way down. And Vision shot lasers from his crotch.
Yeah.
If you just sit there and watch, his hands never move, they're just flying from his crotch.
Yep.
And
It was funny.
It was funny, which we're going to circle back around to
the whole thing.
Vision sprite later on.
Yep, we sure are, buddy.
So, you know, another thing is... So in the Avenger movies per se, and I'm just using them because that's my reference.
That's your.
Who do you necessarily battle? You battle a bunch of cronies or henchmen or whatever.
Yep.
And so that, you know, I mean, when you're like doing Civil War, I get it. But when you're like, when Thor's over there fighting all the people on one of these planets, there's normally one to four people that actually have names that might be important, and the rest of them are just generic enemies.
Yeah.
I kind of felt like the game handled the generic enemies the way you should. So now, mind you, it's a freaking cartoon game, comic book game. You can make your enemies look how you want. They were all kind of a little strange, but they were like generic, but they weren't like memorable in a bad way.
Yeah.
Like I feel like even on like some of the Power Rangers, some of the putties. So it's the same putty, just different color.
Yeah, that's all it was.
And, you know, I was okay with the generic enemies. They kind of fit, you know.
They were very hench like.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it's like, what, you know, I mean, I get it.
Or cronies.
I handled the generic enemies, beating them up, better than if you just gave me like 100
crossbones.
Red skulls that I had to beat in every damn level.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have been a fan of that.
No.
So I felt like as far as generic enemies, they probably did it pretty good.
Yeah, I agree with that one.
What else you got, Joshua?
So, I got the fact that on my emulator, the controls weren't terrible for me.
Yeah, they were okay.
Yeah, like, and I know it sounds like the controls are a cop out, I guess. Because we either, A, don't mention them, or we blow them out of the water because they're so terrible.
Right.
Which is one of the reasons why I throw it out there every so often, is that controls weren't bad. They could have been better, I think, personally. But overall, the inputs and everything was pretty spot on. Like, I didn't have a problem with the layout, I guess, of the buttons, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, and it was... they were fine. I felt like one thing, and I don't have this in the con, but, you know, I felt like you probably missed a little bit with the button map, and I felt like maybe you should have had, like, a power attack, like a bomb attack or something. But, you know, I mean, it was relatively fine. You're correct.
There wasn't
a lot of times that I'm cussing getting killed because the controls suck. The game's pretty damn hard. I got cheesed on. And you know, too... I couldn't determine whether I would have the music in the make it or break it. Because I don't think that the music was bad, but it was repetitive. So I kind of feel like it leans toward I was okay with it.
Middle of the road.
Yeah. And at the same time, the sprites overall as the sprite.
Except for Vision.
Yeah, I mean, they at least look crisp. I mean, like I say, we're talking about a game that's 1991, 1992, I forget. But
that was a port on top of that.
Yeah, so it was okay. Now, at the end of the day, I do know that as well, the Super Nintendo is probably the weakest machine to play this on, which typically, you know, Super Nintendo, I prefer a beat 'em up with that than not. But I don't know. You had good.
I think the majority of this game, as far as gameplay goes, music wise, controller wise, even pixel wise, was very middle.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, I don't think we can praise it or really bash it all that hard.
And like in the first stage, going to the second stage where it's like a typical beat 'em up, and where you're kind of flying. I was with Vision, so I was flying. I don't know if with another character, how the hell you were riding. I don't know how Hawkeye went through the flying stage, but
I didn't use Hawkeye.
Yeah, I used him once. I was like, yeah, that's enough. It's like, I want to be a damn. I wanted to be Iron Man, and Vision is who I played as.
You did.
And once I found out that Vision was shooting laser beams from his pecker or from his belt or his nether regions, I was like, this is so much more fun.
Yeah. Also, I use Cap and Vision.
I guess I should also mention that a little bit behind, but they did also make a separate version for the Nintendo. I do not think that it was very
well-loved.
No, I don't think it was quite the same type of game, but okay. I did forget there was a Nintendo. I feel like, I guess at the end of the day, too, one of the important things is, they kind of felt like you stayed true to what the character is. Captain has a shield, Hawkeye shooting his arrows. I couldn't have told you.
Laser Man has the beams.
Yeah, I couldn't have told you shit about Vision before the movies, but Iron Man kind of felt like he was Iron Man. So, even though there's not a whole lot of meat and a whole lot of attitude to dig into, I guess you stayed true to what you would expect the characters in 1991 to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I ain't got nothing else with the make it on it, Josh.
I don't either.
Okay. Break it. First thing I got to take a drink of beer to talk about this. And I don't even know. It's almost a damn make it because it was so damn comical.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jumping's fucking wild.
Jumping is ridiculous.
So if you hold that damn button down, your dude is fucking skywalking. So
yeah.
Like, you can almost jump from the bottom of the screen. And I'm like, okay, I get it. We got some damn superheroes. And I'm not getting no superhero landings when they're hitting the ground. But I'm like, this jumping's a little much right here.
Hawkeye.
Now, I used the shit out of it trying to get away from damn enemies.
Yeah, Hawkeye is your average human. And he could, God, he had springs in his legs.
Yeah, a Captain was just all over the place, too.
Vision and Iron Man, same thing. Like I said, the jump was ridiculous. It was like you were on a trampoline.
Another thing that I thought was out of place, I put it in here, is voice acting. But boy, the voice in this was a little over the top. I can't remember exactly how it started, but when you would start your damn game, it would go, okay, go!
Yeah.
And you're like, what the fuck is that?
It was
loud.
Yeah, it was that very over the top,
high
energy, Hawkman type deal.
Which,
some games it works.
It was early on, shoot your shot, you're trying something, I guess, a little different. I don't know. I was just like, oh, come on, man. I just kind of roll in my eyes.
Yeah.
I don't know that I can. The fighting plane, I hated it. It was hard to navigate the fighting plane.
Yeah, the two-dimensional.
Cheap hits.
Yeah.
I don't.
The cheap hits, what really got me on the cheap hits was the grapple. Dude, they could chain a grapple back to back to back, and your health is gone.
Well, I know if I was like Captain America, and I'm on like a ledge that's up above, and somebody's jumping and trying to hit me, then I'm like throwing my shield. It's like, I'm not going to hit him unless I jump down next to him and then try to.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Yeah.
They seem to have no problem hitting the shit out of me.
Yeah.
And I guess to go on along with the cheap hits, the power meter, man, that sucked, I thought.
Yeah.
So you essentially had your guy that was 100%, and every time you got hit, it was like 5%. Now, I think the enemies did the same.
The grapple was, I think, 10 or 15?
I don't know, but I rather just give me a power bar that goes up and down. Yeah. Like a classic Mortal Kombat, a health bar, just a fighter.
Yeah. And don't give me these bullshit numbers.
Yeah, I was like, I don't want to see no damn numbers. I mean, it didn't necessarily break the game, but you know, it wasn't great. It was
something new.
I guess I can't go any farther unless I'm ignorant.
But I'll say,
is that how Vision's supposed to look?
No.
Because he looked fucking horrible compared to, like, the other Vision, the one from the movie, is, like, kind of red and green and gold. This dude looked, I thought it was damn Moon Knight for a minute there. I was
So there's different Visions. So there's your classic Vision, which is in the cartoons where he's red and green and yellow.
Okay, that's kind of the one that they portray in the Marvel movies, right?
Sort of. The one in the Marvel movies are the red skin, yellow outlines, but he's wearing like a grayish suit type deal. No, this Vision's was solid green, red, and yellow. And then if you watch WandaVision, they do an episode where it's a throwback,
right,
where it looks just like him. But at the end of WandaVision, that's where White Vision comes out. Okay. White Vision is the reincarnation of Normal Vision by the government.
Is White Vision racist?
No, but it pretty much is. But yeah, no, he's the clean. He's the government's prototype that they copied off of the original Vision's likeness.
Because I was just sitting there thinking, I'm like, okay, well, I'm not well versed, but you did your sprite work enough that I can say, hey, this is Tony Stark, and this is Captain, and this is a horrible, in my opinion. I can't stand the Hawkeye with the purple on him.
That's you just don't like classic Hawkeye?
No, I don't.
I like classic Hawkeye.
He looks like a poor man's Batman with a bow and arrow to me. I was just like, I can't do this. And I'm like, who the fuck is this dude? And so I was like looking up because I'm like, I don't know, because I didn't watch the playthrough the first way through. And I'm like, oh, that's Vision. And then I'm like, is that the way Vision's supposed to work, look like? And I'm like, I don't know. Josh is going to lose his fucking mind about this Vision shit. I'm not a fan of the Vision sprite.
So they turned him into White Vision, which is, again, the government's copy of Vision after he is destroyed or dismantled or whatever you want to call it. This Vision doesn't have the Mind Stone in him. Okay. So he's not sentient. He's not his own person, apparently.
Okay. So I've got two more things. One thing, this one bothered me quite a bit, is the game felt slow, but it wasn't necessarily the gameplay itself. So, like, of course, you're getting enemies that are, I don't even have the break it and all the enemies that are trying to teabag your ass in this, which it seems to be a lot.
Yeah.
They have no problem hitting you. It don't matter if you're engaged with an enemy or not.
There's no iframes to give you a little bit of reprieve.
Yeah.
Or getting swarmed.
And, they definitely swarm you, but the part that pissed me off was right off the bat in the first stage when, who was the enemy in the first stage? That big tall dude that was like, I don't even know his damn name. I guess it's not important.
Yeah.
I guess he's turned into the, I think he was the tornado. Maybe it's Twister or some shit.
Maelstrom?
I don't know. But
give me a second. I'll look it up.
Well, I think it said it on the box.
I think it's Maelstrom. Let's see here.
I guess what the problem was with it is really a moot point because it could have been any of the characters. Let me see here what it says. Whirlwind.
That's it.
So Whirlwind comes out. He's like, oh, you'll never get me or whatever. And so then I battle and I feel like I beat 16 enemies, but I really beat like 4 enemies.
Yeah.
And then I start to move and everything's moving kind of fluid as it can be on kind of a mediocre, somewhat choppy game.
Yeah.
And the game's progressing and then I get to the next screen. He's like, oh, you'll never get me. And it like kind of freezes you for a minute. And the text dialogue was incredibly slow.
Yeah.
And so then it was like every time I beat like a wave of enemies and it started to move forward, then this dude pops back on there and then he talks slows some more
down.
Shit. And
I'm slows like, slows it down.
Like most of the time a game is slow, but like the whole
aspect was like to make it go slow.
It's like you're trying to weave the story into it and that's okay. but you're not really putting a whole lot in there for me.
Yeah.
And you're slowing me the fuck down. I just want to go, it's a beat 'em up. I just want to go beat the shit out of people.
Yeah.
And
give me the little arrow that points in the direction that I need to go and just let me go.
I don't know. I've got like a question as my last break.
A question?
Yeah, okay. It's but you know, do you have anything you want to add in to hating this game, Josh, for what's breaking it?
Okay, so I enjoy the lot. I enjoy them trying to do this Marvel game. It probably was 100% better on an actual arcade cabinet. It's probably better on this on the Genesis as well.
I think that's the general consensus.
Yeah. I don't know if this was a rushed job to port it or if it was just lackluster.
In my opinion, and I hate that because now it's not necessarily, and they're probably very protective over it, but it kind of feels to me like just one of those license games that you paid the money to get the license, like a typical movie game. It just didn't seem like it was very well put together.
No.
But the bad part is pretty much the arcade and even the Sega, I think, is... It probably isn't that I'm talking about because it's like it was all pretty successful. And I don't know. I don't know why the Super Nintendo version just came across flat.
Well, the reason why I say that is because I remember playing the X-Men game where you could be Gambit.
Mm-hmm.
And that game was fucking fire.
Well, and I mean, there's games like arcade games like The Simpsons and some of them games. I don't know if they got ported to Super Nintendo that they would be good either. Yeah. So maybe it's just the hardware. Now, like I say, it's 91-ish when this came out. So I don't know. It's not the worst game I ever played.
No,
it's not great.
No, it's just that, like I said, I just know that the X-Men beat 'em up game that used to be in the arcade. I think they ported it over and it was actually pretty fun. So that's all. I just don't get it. I don't know if it was rushed or maybe this was just the max capability that the...
It could have been the max capability. So the last question I've really got wrote down here is, I've just got with the question mark on the end, is this the worst beat 'em up game we've played so far? And I'm starting to think about all the beat 'em up games and I kind of feel like it probably is.
Yeah, I think it's
Because we've had, a good beat 'em up game is good. I'm trying to think, there was it.
I love Captain Commando.
Yeah, you know, Captain Commando and Final Fight and Final Fight Guy and
the Power Rangers.
Yeah, them are pretty good. And this game isn't, you know, untouchable level or nothing that. But as far as, I don't know, it might be a victim that we've played some pretty decent, the beat-em-ups we got's been pretty decent. I do think it's the worst beat-em-up that we've played so far. I don't know how you would fix it in this case, but I take that back. Maybe it's on par. I would give it probably a tying vote to that Spider-Man beat-em-up that we played. Spider-Man and Venom Separation Anxiety.
Oh, yeah, the one we had high hope for.
I don't know which I would consider better. We'd have to, when we go to rank it, it's probably going to be close to that.
Yeah.
So that's
going to be a hard gut check at that point.
I still don't know if it is better or worse than that, but you're in the conversation.
I would still put the Venom game ahead of it because it actually is Venom and Spider-Man.
But yeah, because
that was part of our make it. It was Venom and Spider-Man.
So, like I say, maybe we just got a little spoiled with the beat 'em ups that we got. But I mean,
we did have Battletoads and Double Dragon.
It was okay. Yeah. I could fire this up tomorrow.
Middle of the road, I think.
Yeah, yeah. And if you said so, it's going to be 350 out of 700. It might be a little lower than that. It might be 360. Like, you're close.
It's probably in
the upper 350, you know.
About to say, I could see this going anywhere between 330 to about 370, honestly.
Just an okay, average game.
Yeah.
One of them that I don't think if I would have rented this one, I would have been really upset, but I wouldn't have probably ever rented it again.
Yeah.
You know, I would, if I was there with my buddy, he said, let's get this, I'd probably say, hey, I've already played this one. Let's do a different one.
You yeah.
know? And at the same time, who would have known that we would end up coming up with a whole, I ain't even gonna say a genre, that superhero movies pretty much took over the movies for a 10 to 15 year period where it was all fire. And so probably doesn't help. It was probably a little more critical of some of the characters as well. So I've not got anything left on my heart to shit on this game. What about you, Joshua?
Nah, like I said, I do give it its thing of giving Hawkeye his vintage outfit and everything like that. Not a fan of White Vision, because that was not the true Vision.
So I've got I've got a few reviews.
Okay.
I didn't really pull any fun facts on it because I'm probably going
to you just get all types of Marvel related.
I'll find out what damn Jeremy Renner had for lunch on every day of the shooting. So I kind of passed up on that, and it's okay because I felt like this is kind of a middle road game. You just kind of middle road review.
Yeah.
So we got some reviews that I'll go over, and then I've got price charting and speed runs.
Yep.
I thought the speed runs might be a little more crazy than they were, so I figured it'd be like, hey, on easy using this character, on easy using that character. It's just on easy and hard. I was a little disappointed. I was figuring,
oh, really? There's no different speeds for your characters?
I'm not gonna say there ain't a different speed, but they don't have it broken down in the speed run. I figured this was gonna be one where we're gonna do 20 minutes of speed run because there's gonna be 76 different ones to do.
Yeah.
Not so much.
I know with the Power Ranger one, you had the Power Rangers, single ranger per level.
Yep.
And then you had the Billy run.
So, to put it in perspective, the arcade was successful. Game Machine in Japan listed it in January as their fourth most successful table arcade unit of the month. So, it wasn't even of the month number one, but it was enough. I mean, I would imagine from what I seen that the arcade game would look pretty cool. It also got voted with Sinclair User ranked it as one of the games most likely to save the universe, which figures in the best superhero games. And it was in the contention. I don't know if they were like grouped together or respectively. But there was a Spider-Man video game and Captain Commando. So, you're in that. This is a far cry from Captain Commando.
Yeah, this is 100% a far cry.
I guess probably, I was going to sit there. I was thinking about Make It Break. I was going to say probably Make It, as it was only 5 levels. I did not beat the game.
Yeah, no. But
this is a game, if it drug on and on, like Captain Commando kind of drug on a little bit, I would hate playing this.
Yeah.
So the Game Gear got reviewed by GamePro, which called it a forgettable scroller with mediocre animation and sound, which sounds exactly what the Super Nintendo one is, even though this was just the Game Gear. Yep. Electronics Gaming Monthly says it fares well on the Game Gear, even without two-player simultaneous play. I don't know two-player saves this game. We didn't talk about that lot. I don't think two-player saves this game. I don't think two-player changes this game any for me. Other than screaming about getting skull fucked by the enemies, get them off me! Get them off me!
Yeah.
So here's one. This is going to be the tough one to swallow, per se. The Super Nintendo, according to Complex, ranked it as the 85th best Super Nintendo games of all time in 2018. IGN.
Eat a dick.
IGN is the one that I use, and there is no way this is the 85th best.
No. No.
Yeah.
If it's 85th, then we got a long road ahead of us.
I don't know that I've ever heard of Complex and ranking like that. They probably went out of business shortly thereafter.
Yeah.
Well, they're probably still, because this was in 2018, so they're probably still in business, some sort of blog. But I have a very hard time.
I don't know. The whole COVID pandemic could have shut them down.
Maybe. So, speed runs, or you want your price chart?
Give me that speed run.
All right, so we've just got it on easy. And there's 4 people. And then we got it on hard. And there's four people. And the four people look like...
Are they the same four people?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I don't know that any of them are the same people. We'll go back through these as I read them out. Okay. You know, we'll put a memory. The last time one was put on the easy was 4 years ago. On hard was 4 months ago. So the person who took the record was 4 months ago.
Okay. So it's still an active game.
On hard it was. On easy it seems. I don't know if nobody's touched it in 4 years. I don't know if somebody's peaked what it is or nobody cares enough about this game to play.
Okay.
Probably a little bit of both.
Okay.
So if you had to guess.
Five levels plus enemies.
The first, looking at the ranking or the times, the first place person is in God mode compared to everybody else. There's a gap between the people.
Okay, there's a gap.
So you've got what appears to be normal people time, and then you got,
Doom might have cheated.
I don't know about that, but he is definitely, different, than the others.
Okay. I'm going to say 26 minutes.
Okay, well, the fourth place person 6 years ago that said this is an okay ride, I'm just waiting for it to get whomped, is Fluffy Toy Koi from Iowa, USA.
Okay.
Did it in 34 minutes, 22 seconds. You got a guy, says no damage run with all briefings. That is pretty impressive.
Okay. So he 100%ed it, sounds
from Russia. His name is Lexifer.
Okay.
He did 34 minutes, 16 seconds. So he did it just 6 seconds quicker. Then you got a guy from Brazil called Felipe Ribeiro, 16. R-I-B-E-I-R-U. Felipe Ribeiro.
Ribeiro.
You or 16. He did it in 33 minutes flat. And this dude, he is the dude from the Netherlands. His name is Dude. It's D-U-D-U-D-E-D-U-D-E. No spaces. So it's got to be...
Dude.
Or Dude. Or the... Dude.
Yeah.
So many different...
Yeah.
He is a fucking boss, and he said it by almost... Math, sorry.
Carry the one minus the seven.
He almost beat it by like 7 minutes. He did it in 25 minutes and 53 seconds.
Wow.
So, yeah, 25 minutes versus 33. Let's say he was close enough. We'll call it 26 minutes versus 33. So, yeah, that was like a 7 minute. So, on hard, the dude is in second. So, they're okay. On hard, what do you think it is?
34.
Hailing out of Mexico is Cuda Izca. 5 months ago, did it 51 minutes flat.
Okay.
And you got the Retro Challenger from Quebec 7 years ago.
Okay.
Put a 41 minute and 23 seconds.
Okay. That's a bit of a gap.
The dude in second place he has in here that this game was done as part of the 2020's Big Bad Gameathon, a gaming marathon focused on playing games that are specifically games that are considered bad. So okay. That's funny. So that's when he played this. He came in second at 33 minutes and 44 seconds, and 4 months ago out of Argentina, J.P. Wanma, J.P. J-U-A-N-M-A, J.P. Wanma, 4 months ago did it in 33 minutes, 33 seconds, taking it by 11 seconds.
Okay.
So, yeah, kind of weird that I figure it would be by player.
Yeah.
Or, you know, Captain America, Hawkeye, Vision.
Iron Man.
Yeah, Iron Man, and then probably one as any player. Because I do feel like that, for me, Vision was, easier for me to battle people, in my opinion. So they each had their little nuance. I would imagine one of them is quicker than the other.
They have to be. I thought Cap was pretty good.
I like the way Cap threw his shield. It was really quick.
Yeah.
But sometimes, like, the enemy be walking toward you and it'd be having its invincibility block.
Yeah.
Kind of sucked.
Yeah. It got its I-frames, but you didn't get your I-frames.
All right. So, we're going to go down to what everybody wants to know, Josh. Two cells per week.
Okay.
Two cells per week. I can tell you the low and I can tell you the high or any combination of it. Get your math book out.
New page. So I want to know the price in 2014.
To start, end, or middle?
Middle.
Roughly the middle, we're going to say. In June was $13.76 in 2014.
Okay.
What other information do you need, sir?
How about 4 years later? Same time frame.
2018?
Yep.
Yeah. In September, August. In July, it was at $16.97.
Okay.
The lowest, just to fuck with you, I think was in November 2010, is either the lowest or right at the lowest of $4.79. Obviously, in mid-2021, it was at its peak.
Okay.
And so without showing you any dollar amount, this is what... Oh, shit. I can't really... Never mind. I can't do this. Yeah. I got prices all over this. I was going to show you the chart as it steadily crept up.
Okay. Okay. So, let's see here. So, that went up by 9 from there. From there to there, it went up by roughly 3. 20, 21 cents. Da-da-da. We're in 24, so that'd be another...
He's writing dates down as well as numbers.
Years.
And I think he might be adding those dates into... I don't know what's happening over here.
And then you got that.
It looks like he's trying to decipher a Russian newspaper to find a hidden code in it.
There's, I'm beautiful minding this.
I don't know. You're like... okay looking mind in this. There ain't a whole lot of beauty in what I'm seeing over here. He comes in here with a zero notebook of notes from the game we just played, but he's got a fucking notebook of God knows what kind of math. Like it's just full of just random fucking numbers. And what in the front of it says, reach for the stars, I think.
It's very poetic.
So yeah, there's that.
Okay. So
maybe at the end, when you fill this up, we'll put it on an eBay auction, donate the proceeds.
Just see who it goes to.
The autistic kids of America or something.
Wait, hang on. No, I had one out here where it was Kirby. Okay. We were talking about that little pink fuck. I got little notes in here about him. But yes, the rest of it is my math.
Okay.
I'm going to go with $21.37.
I would consider that kind of a win. Loose price is $17.94.
Okay.
So you're within $5. I was going to go ahead and tell you, I don't know how you're going to do your mathematics for a complete box, because I don't even really know what to say without it fucking with you, but let's just say.
Okay, just give me the price of the box itself.
The price of the box itself is... $31.41 Four sales per year.
31?
31.41. Okay. The price charting shows it's actually up 1 penny from normal.
Okay.
The manual is one sale per month at $15.75.
Okay.
And I can tell you the price of one graded one that sold during the year. If you would like to know what a graded one sold for.
No, not yet. That comes in with a new copy.
Okay. Okay, and I think in the graded one was like a 7, so it wasn't even really graded high. So, I'm not saying that you're going to get the complete or the new price one, but I don't know how you're going to combine your math to get from complete to new. It looks like there's a leap of faith. But, okay. You know, carry on. I don't want to. I'm already probably messing with your judgment.
So if you just add these together.
$31.41 plus 50. Let's just call it $47 and then a loose price of 18. You're probably like, what, $65?
That's what I was going to say. Like right around that 60 mark. So 65-ish.
Do you trust that or are you going to put some fuckery math in?
I'm putting fuckery math.
Okay. So I would suggest that you do a little bit of fuckery on there.
So the question is, do I do a square root of COVID or do I do a multiplier, a power of COVID?
Well, I don't know what either of them are. So you could do both, I suppose.
Okay. So let's do this. Okay. So if I do the square root of the vid of the Rona, you're looking at roughly, I would say, about 37-ish for a complete. And then if you do the square root of the vid, though, that's where it gets interesting. If you do the square
root. I would go square root because you were nowhere close on your other one.
Oh, I figured. I said, if I do the power of the vid, then you're going to look at roughly, I'm going to say,
I feel like when you say the vid, there should be a squid joke I could break out here that I don't have in my pocket.
You don't want to get squid napped?
No. Squid billies.
Yeah. Okay. Math. More math. A lot more math.
Yeah, it is more ridiculous to watch than it is to listen to this, I can assure you.
Yeah.
This is like giving a monkey tools he's never seen before and then banging it against rocks. I don't know if I'm proud of Josh or if I think he's a complete retard.
Let's go. 315.
No, you're nowhere near either one of them. So you could technically make a living by completing this game. So for $65 is what it would roughly cost you to complete it. Two sales per month at $120.
Okay.
So that's almost like a 10 times multiplier.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to tell you going to new. So I'll give you the graded. Yep. So you'll at least know.
Okay. You said it was what?
$120
even. $120 even. Okay. What's that graded copy?
The graded that was like, I think a 7. One sale per year, so it ain't really a whole lot to go by. The graded one was, $613 even.
$613.
So I will tell you, you are between $120 and $613.
All right, then.
There's two sales per year.
I'm going to stick with $315. Power of the vid.
No, you've got to do something. Maybe. I know what you forgot. You got the power of the vid, but you forgot to multiply it by how many unique Marvel movies there's been made, like per superhero, perhaps. Oh, there's got to be Marvel math in there, too.
I forgot about Marvel math. Marvel math does come into play. Okay. And especially now since Robert Downey Jr. is the new Doctor Doom. So now you got the RDJ math to go with, too.
It shows that there's no change in the price on a new one. So it's just what it is.
Okay. So Marvel, multiply that by Marvel math. Okay. If you multiply that by Marvel math, you say the graded one is $615 even?
Yes. Just so you know, one of these that was a Wada 8.5 that sold at Heritage Auctions. It sold for $780, but that was a... Eight. The one that sold for the price I told you was graded at a 7, I think.
Yeah.
And 8.5 was at $780.
Okay.
Be honest, too, in 2018, 6 years ago, it was drastically... In 2018, a brand new one was $104, which is dramatically less.
Oh, shit. Let's go with, if I do Marvel math, if I multiply that by two, that puts me roughly at 630. Okay, and then 630. Drag that. If I do, just keep it at 630 with just standard Marvel math.
613 was the graded price. It's definitely less than 613.
It's less than 613. Yes. That's what I was thinking. Because it's graded. So if I take away the grading ability.
The part of you actually trying to, not that you're just computing some formula, but you're talking like this is wrote down in a fucking textbook somewhere. And not just some complete bullshit that you're coming up with while you're writing this. That's the part that is quite interesting to me.
So I've done that, and I'm taking away the plus minus of a graded ability.
Okay. Anything about integers? Or no. Common denominators?
No, there's none of that just
yet. You common core mathing over here?
No, I'm not common core mathing. This is true math is what this is. I'm going to say for a brand new copy, 510.
A brand new copy, two sales per year, $556.86.
Okay, I will stand. Okay. I just got to tweak my math a little bit more.
Okay, well.
Marvel math comes in a little weird.
I guess I understand somewhat. All right, so we're going to come in here. We're going to rank this thing, I guess, get some final thoughts on it. You know, an okay game to me. I'd probably one of the worst beat-em-ups, if not the next worst.
I'll take the money that you would offer me over this.
Oh, shit, I forgot all about that. I'm sorry. I've just rated. So, $18 game, we'll call it. You get $18 or $9 cash. Which would you take, Josh?
Taking the cash.
I don't know that I think I own this game. I can't remember. I know I don't have it complete. I've got the Spider-Man game complete that always makes me think of this one. But, you know, $20, if I had it here, I probably just wouldn't sell it. But $20 is probably too, or $18 is probably too much for the game. But, you know, I could plug the game in. And like I said, it's not like the game's the worst thing I ever played. I could play it again. I may play it again before I die.
Marvel math.
So, I don't know. I'd probably keep the cart. $20, there's worse games to buy. There's worse games that are a lot more expensive than $20. But
$20 is $20, so.
That is true. So, just a mediocre, run-of-the-mill game for me.
Run-of-the-mill.
So, Josh, we're coming down toward the end of the season. You got your rankings is Super Star Wars, yep. Captain Commando,
yep.
Kirby Superstar.
Yep.
Bugs Bunny. I wrote Bugs. I was trying to figure out what that was. It's Bugs Bunny and Rabbit Rampage. Zool.
Yep.
Rocko's Modern Life and Artie Lightfoot. I'm going to go just by thinking that Super Star Wars is going to be better than this, correct? Yep. So is Captain Commando.
Yep.
So is Kirby.
Yep.
Probably Bugs Bunny.
Yep.
So we're going to go down to the bottom four. You got Zool, Rocko's Modern Life, and Artie Lightfoot. Which do you think's better?
Zool was a little bit more entertaining because of the music, character level, and it was somewhat a unique game. So I'm going to give Zool the upper edge on that one.
Okay. So you're saying it's better than, or Zool's better, but it's better than Rocko and Artie.
Yeah.
I tend to agree with where you put it on your list.
Yeah.
Well, as far as it being better than Rocko and Artie, I put Captain Avengers. Not Captain Adventures.
Yeah. Captain America and the Avengers.
So, I've got Kirby Superstar, Captain Commando, Super Star Wars Strikes Back, Bugs Bunny, Zool, Rocko's Modern Life, Artie Lightfoot. I agree, Bugs Bunny, Star Wars, Captain Commando, and Kirby is better than this. Artie and Rocko sucked.
Yep.
I could play this game way more than that. In my opinion, I give it a tip of the hat over Azul, but not by much. So, okay. And the Avengers. And I think probably it was just a little bit easier, even though it was still kind of a bullshit game, probably just a little easier for me to control. I feel like I at least have more of a chance of beating this game than Zul. I do Zul.
I agree with that.
Now, if you wanted to say which I would I rather spend, I think is like Zul was like $14.
Yeah.
I would have rather bought Zul for $10 at the pawn shop with if it was clean. If I had to pick between the two games and $14 for Zul and $18 for Captain America, I'll probably end up buying Zul for $14. But I think the gameplay was just a little bit better on Captain America.
Yeah,
I don't know that it's $4 better, but that's how close it is.
Yeah, I like Zul just because of, I like Zul a little bit more because it was sort of a unique thing. According to the box, it came with the comic book manual, which was kind of cool.
You're right. You're right. All right. So we're going to predict our next game. The people that made this game, we, you know, so let's just, we had to beat them up.
Man, I don't even know where to go from here on.
You had to beat them up. It was a game that they made gods as well, or they helped bring it. Now, one thing I'm just sitting here looking at is, you know, Captain America is somewhat of a comic book animated character.
Yeah.
Bugs Bunny is a animated character.
Yeah.
Rocko's Modern Life is an animated character.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the easy way out. I'm going to say we're getting a Tiny Toons game.
A Tiny Toons?
Well, I guess let's just say we're going to get... I feel like the... Fuck. I hate to say, hey, it could be three different things. I seen this in the wild today, and I passed on it, so I'm going to call it. We're getting a game either based off a TV show, because I'm thinking... You know, Tiny Toons would be it. No, I'm calling the exact game.
Okay.
I seen Ren and Stimpy, You Vidiots.
Oh, God.
The Super Nintendo game.
I hope not.
And that's what I'm going to call.
I hope we don't get that. I really do.
I think it's a horrible game, but I love Ren and Stimpy. So I'm going to go with that. I don't know.
I'm going to go with a classic RPG. I think we're finally going to get a Final Fantasy.
Okay. I don't know if we're going to do when we get a Final Fantasy because it will consume everything in my life. And I don't know that I can get it done in a week.
I think we're going to finally get a Final Fantasy game.
I'm okay with that. I'm just sitting here thinking the possibilities. Like, I'm visualizing this in the distance.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I hope you're right. I'm just going to put you down as classic RPG, not necessarily Final Fantasy, but I would be down for any RPG.
Any here. RPG right now? Yeah. It's been a minute since we had a good one.
Yeah. Yeah. Something a little bit coming up on my short week at work. So I've got to, you know, don't have, I'm a spot where I don't have to travel this week. It seems like I've been doing a lot of that.
Yeah.
So, I might have a little more time to sink my teeth into something, so it would be a perfect time
for an RPG. It would really good be a perfect time.
All right, so we're going to wrap it up right here. We're going to draw the next game, and we'll come back at you with the ninth game of the season next week.
All right.